These next ones you can smell pretty well too. These are our amines. Now the ones for confusions are the esters and the ethers. Okay, the next one confusion is the amines and the amides. So we're starting with the amines. So the amines then, the naming of these has the suffix as amine. The functional group is amino. The long chain is the bit that gets the amine attached to it. So in this case here, we've got a 1-2-3 chain. So it's propanamine. Then we put the short bits coming off the nitrogen in alphabetically. So it's ethyl before methyl. And then to indicate that the ethyl and the methyl come off the nitrogen and not off the propane group, we put an italics N in front of them with a hyphen. Now, Sam and Ella, the thing with these names, as the others already know, I'm exceedingly picky. You leave a space, you just lost half mark. Okay, there are only certain words where there should be a space. Okay, if there's a hyphen there, it should be there. Because once you can do it, it's then just sticking to the formula. So often you'll construct these things on paper, putting ethyl, methyl, a space, prop, and but you must reassemble it into the correct name at the end. That's quite important.